We departed the United States yesterday from Chicago via United Flight 972 with intention of transiting in Brussels. I'm going to Liberia, and there are other people here going to other countries, traveling along with my wife. And now we got here today. The airport here did not know we were coming or what was going on. We tried to contact the United Airways staff here, trying to find answers. They told us, well, you guys have to wait here. So we waited. And mind you, we had just flown about 8.5 hours. I got sick on the plane. Mind you, there has been no official statement from United as to when we're departing here, with the exception of the fact that we'll be here for 5 days in the airport, because a lot of us don't have visas to go into the city to get to an airport. I mean, we've been here over 11 hours, no food, no water, in the basement, very cold. The kids are getting sick, throwing up, you know, babies, senior citizens, everybody.
So let me speak to the lady from Cameroon.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Under these conditions, let me say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I understand you have a baby.
Yes.
What difficulties are you having?
I had a migraine and my leg was hurting and my feet were hurting because we've been standing up and we didn't have a seat to sit down and we didn't have no food to eat. And no water, and the baby was crying, and I tried to buy something for her to eat. She couldn't even eat it because it was so hard, and she had a wound all over her mouth, and because of we don't have no water, and I went to the police, and they called the doctor. The doctor came, and the doctor checked me, but he just gave me some medicine that I should take, and then I said that the baby's also sick, and he said he can't do nothing.
Thank you. May I speak to someone else, please?
Hello?
Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking to Kadi Dinky.
Uh-huh. From where?
Sierra Leone, Minnesota, and I'm a U.S. citizen, too.
Uh-huh. So were you going to Sierra Leone?
Yes, I'm going to for my dad, because my dad passed away, and I have a four-year-old with me that this is the first time for him to travel, and me, too, since I've been in the U.S. for 12 years. And my son is really sick. It's stressful because this is his first time. No food for him to eat, no water, no nothing. And we're down here. The weather is cold and we're in a basement. And I feel this is wrong for a little child. I feel like they're treating us like a refugee. I feel like this is racist, you know. And I feel like they think we don't know nothing. And I'm a young generation, and I know the right. And I want to fight this to the end, you know, because I feel they're treating us like we are nothing because we're Africans, and this is wrong. So that's why I'm happy you talked to us.